Good morning. Why don't we take a seat and get started? This is our special public meeting on Friday, September 9th, 2011, scheduled from 10:30 to 12:50. I want to state at the outset my usual announcements, and that is that this meeting is public. It's also video cast and can be seen and observed live on the California Court's website and the Internet. And so all of you are familiar with my statements that we turn off our cell phones or Blackberries and that we speak into the microphone and call each other by name when possible so that it is clearer for those listening to our public meeting. Also, I want to point out that as a result of this being a special meeting, we have council members attending by phone. And I want to note that those folks attending by phone are Justice Marvin Baxter, Judge James Herman, Judge Terry Friedman retired. Also, I understand Presiding Judge Kevin Enright was not able to get out of San Diego due to the power problems. Same situation with Commissioner Sue Alexander. I understand both will be attending by phone. Also, Mr. Alan Carlson and incoming member Mr. Mark R. Robinson, Jr., attending by phone. And due to the last day of the legislature's current session, Senator Noreen Evans will not be in attendance. And I also understand that incoming member Judge DiAlba will be absent. We also have this morning speakers who will be speaking to the agenda item number one on our agenda. And I'll call those folks forward to speak for up to 5 minutes, calling first the Honorable Edwin M. Lee, Mayor of San Francisco. Mr. Lee, welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chief Justice and members of the Judicial Council. Thank you very much for this opportunity to speak before you. My name is Edwin Lee, and I'm Mayor of Fulton County of San Francisco. Are we all good? Oh, okay, that's us. All right. Well, thank you for this opportunity to speak to all of you today as you consider the approval of $2.5 million agreement to help San Francisco Superior Court save jobs and access justice for San Franciscans. I'm here today to urge you to approve this agreement, and by that I reference the agreement that was signed on August 31st by Superior Court Executive Mr. Yun to help the court reduce the devastating impact on the civil justice system of escalating state budget cuts. I would like to commend the AOC and the court for negotiating in good faith to reach this important agreement, which will significantly improve access to justice in our civil courthouse and reduce staff layoffs from 40% to 15%. San Franciscans rely on the San Francisco Superior Court to seek peaceful redress of their disputes. I am concerned about the impact on ordinary citizens who turn to the courts each and every day for help when their marriages and families are in turmoil, they face evictions from their homes, or they need help to sort out the details of family, estate, or care of an elderly relative. An insurmountable $6.23 million budget deficit this year, followed by two more years of deeper cuts, has forced Presiding Judge Feinstein to shift her court's resources to criminal and juvenile delinquency cases to meet the detriment of the robust civil justice system here in San Francisco. We know that the economic hardships faced by San Franciscans in the past 3 years have only increased the reliance on the civil justice system for solutions to recession-related problems. No time is a good time to limit access to justice. However, people who are suffering through the prolonged period of economic challenges, and we need our court to be open and accessible to our citizens. This agreement before you today will go a long way toward helping the court in the short term meet its obligation to provide fair and equal access to justice in our city. During this especially fragile time in our state and national economy, I am deeply concerned about the economic impacts related to the court's initial plan to close 25 courtrooms and lay off 40% of its staff by September 30th. I do not want to see loyal public servants with many years of experience walk out of the door into the clutches of an uncertain economic recovery. the loss of court jobs and the likelihood that civil attorneys, legal and support staff, and other business related to civil litigation in San Francisco would be adversely impacted represents a very real economic hit to not only these individuals, but to the city as a whole. In the face of 25 closed civil courtrooms, we face an alarming prospect of 14,000 attorneys taking their cases and their valuable business out of the city and county of San Francisco to other trial courts. From talented attorneys to experienced bike messengers, business related to civil litigation would be collapsing. And that is a grave concern not only for me, but for our entire business community. Approval of this agreement would lessen that enormity of these impacts while the court works with the AOC to find longer-term funding solutions, not only for San Francisco, but for other counties as well. The city and county of San Francisco enjoys an excellent relationship with our sister branch of government next door. In fact, many of you likely recall when the court's home was beneath the dome of City Hall. We have worked together well over the years for the betterment of San Franciscans. We embrace the premise that the third branch of government needs adequate funding to perform its duties in our democracy. Before trial court funding became a reality at the state level, it was the city and county of San Francisco that had to work with the courts to assure its operations were fairly and adequately funded. Now that the trial courts receive their funding from the state, the city, for all of its reasons that I've previously mentioned, has an interest in seeing adequate funding flow from the state to the San Francisco Superior Court. I appreciate your willingness to consider the use of these limited emergency funds to help the court manage a budget crisis that would be catastrophic for San Francisco. Thank you for your time and consideration. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor Lee. Next, we have Mr. Christopher Kearney, Treasurer, Bar Association of San Francisco.
Good morning, Chief Justice and members of the Council, and I appreciate the opportunity to be heard this morning. As the current Treasurer of the Bar Association of San Francisco, I am speaking today on a subject of intense interest to both our membership and to the community at large, to everyone who uses and relies upon San Francisco courts for their access to justice. I strongly urge the Council to ratify and approve the funding agreement that was entered into between the AOC and San Francisco Superior Court that provides emergency funding that will curtail the closures that would otherwise be devastating to our community, as you heard Mayor Lee explain. When my colleague Stephanie Scaff appeared before you on August 26, we were presenting a funding proposal tied to a rule of court. Though it did not pass, we greatly appreciate the constructive feedback that we received from you in terms of how we could work with you in terms of finding a longer-term legislative solution. At that same hearing, many of you expressed great concern about the announced court closures in San Francisco, and several of you urged San Francisco Superior Court to formally request emergency funding and to enter into an agreement that would alleviate the near-term crisis. Those suggestions and comments were quite timely. In the days that followed, members of our community, and we have a number of them here today, were extremely gratified and relieved. I know I breathed a sigh of relief to learn that an emergency funding deal had been reached between the AOC and the court. I personally, and I know the Bar Association, commends Ron Overholt and the executives of San Francisco Superior Court for the commitment and effort that went into negotiating and documenting this agreement, and to bridging a gap of trust that appeared to exist between the parties along the way. Given the gravity of our court situation, as Mayor Lee also explained, the $2.5 million in emergency funding will not eliminate all the previously announced court closures, but will permit San Francisco to keep 11 additional courts open, including two courts that are very much a point of pride in our legal community, and those are the complex courts that handle complex litigation. In the context of this unprecedented fiscal pain that has flowed from the recent budget cuts, keeping these additional courts open would be a tremendous achievement, and one that I think we all must make sure happens. That sense of relief that we all felt at the announcement of the funding deal was tentative, in that the Council must approve the use of funds to keep these additional courts open. So I stand before you today asking you, indeed urging you, to do that so that we can preserve as much access to justice in San Francisco as is possible. This emergency funding is extraordinarily vital, and it fits within the purposes of emergency funding in that it's due to an impact of unallocated budget reductions. In urging approval of this emergency funding agreement, we also ask that you not impose new or unduly burdensome conditions on the acceptance of the funds that could defeat their very purpose. Prudent financial planning cannot be based on hypothetical funds, and to avoid the drastic court closures and layoffs, our court needs to know that the funds are indeed coming. So we urge the Council to approve the release of these funds today without conditions that call into question their receipt. Any concerns that the Council may have in terms of the use of funds by San Francisco are adequately addressed both by the representations that the court has made in its request for the funding, which shows how the funds will be used in terms of reducing layoffs and court closures, and also in the basic terms of the agreement. And both of those are parts of your report, attachments A and F. I know one of those possible conditions that's outlined in the report is a particular concern, and that's number 7 on page 4 of the report. And I've discussed that with Ron Overhaul. That's the one that suggests that the court would have to return the funds at the end of any fiscal year if the court had funds above the minimum. And I hope and believe that Mr. Overhaul will clarify that what it was intended by that was at the end of a 3-year period, at the end of the 2014-2015 period, if the court is in position to have excess funds at that point, that would be the time, perhaps, for return of those funds. And that's an important issue in terms of making this arrangement work and being consistent with the understanding that was reached with the court. As critical as this $2.5 million in emergency funding is, we all recognize, I know you do, that it is at best a short-term solution. A longer-term solution is also imperative, and I can tell you that the Bar Association remains committed and will be your partner, along with other bar associations, in seeking to restore court funding, with working with you and the judiciary to fight for additional court funding in the legislature. We need to stand side by side in Sacramento to do that, and we commit to you that we will do that.
Thank you, Mr. Kearney. You have 30 seconds, sir.
Okay. Once again, thank you for your time and consideration. We're confident that the drastic court closures and layoffs previously announced are as unacceptable to you as they are to our legal community. We appreciate what you have done and will do to avert this crisis, and we strongly urge you to recognize that the time to act is now, to vote today to approve the release of the $2.5 million in emergency funding to San Francisco, as was agreed and documented in the agreement. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Kearney. Next, we'll hear from Mr. Christopher Dolan, board member of Consumer Attorneys of California.
Good morning, Madam Chief Justice and members of the Council. I need to make it clear that as I speak here today, I do not speak on behalf of the Consumer Attorneys of California or any other trial lawyers association of which I may be a board member. I cannot, nor do I, make statements that would bind those entities at this time. I do speak as a trial lawyer, though, who represents a number of litigants who require access to the courts in order for them to participate in this democracy in a meaningful way and to have their very serious concerns resolved. I am very pleased to see that our mayor is here today and very pleased to see that he is here advocating on behalf of the city and county of San Francisco, its citizens, and the courts itself. To see the local interest that has been generated by this debate and by these movements towards compromise is indeed something that I think has been vital to see the courts become a more open and democratic process. I also want to say that I wish to commend, as much as somebody who's merely just an individual working in the courts, our presiding judge and the AOC for moving swiftly to try to engage in discussions that would prevent the untenable eventuality of court closures. To see that be done and to see emergency funds be ready and willing to be used by those who are involved so as to make sure that we don't have a constitutional crisis is commendable. And as somebody who works through the courts, we very rarely see anything move at this speed, so I think it is quite admirable that we are here today. I do believe and hope that this body will approve funding that will allow the city and county of San Francisco to keep its courts open. I do hope that this body and our presiding judge will be able to overcome any difficulties in the details that they may have so that there is no impediment to these courts being open. And to achieving the goal which I saw set forth in option one is to make sure that all matters that come before the court may be adjudicated. And I think that is important, that all matters that come before the court be adjudicated, not just those that are considered to be of large value, not just those that are considered to be of a complex or non-complex matter, but all of those which are important to each person who comes before the court to be heard. And in that regard, I do hope that an agreement can be reached and adopted and ratified by this body and accepted by our court that allows these courts to remain open. And again, I wish to commend the AOC and our presiding judge and thank everyone for the time they put into making sure that my clients won't find those doors closed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dolan. Next, we have three speakers who will be sharing their 5 minutes. That's Mr. Jose Rios Merida of SEIU, Mr. Tim Lavarini of SEIU, and also Ms. Priscilla Agbunag, SEIU. Please step forward. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, Madam Chief Justice and the members of the council. I'm here today to speak on behalf of SEIU employees of Superior Court of San Francisco and as a member of this community. I'm here to urge you to approve this agreement. In the past, we had several services in place in our courthouse, which are the Family Law Facilitator's Office, Domestic Violence Clinic, Mediation Services, and Court Reporter Services. Not only as a family law courtroom clerk, but as a member of this community, I have saw these services benefit the families and the community, and even then, it was not enough. Today, as I stand before you all, these few services are being removed or cut. And by removing or cutting these services, the families with domestic violence will be stuck in a terrible conflict. Women, children, and men will be severely hurt and may end up being a criminal case. The children with special needs will not get the care they need if their parents are unable to mediate and come up with an agreement. Families will not be able to get services to help out to help them fill out documents for any type of case, and therefore, particularly in family law, they may end up losing custody of their children if documents are not properly filled out or filed correctly. Without court reporters, families will not know what is going on with their case, and there will be no official record of the court. In family law, families will be harmed severely if you do not approve this agreement. In family law, we always make the decision in the best interest of the children, and you have the power to do that, to approve this agreement. I am standing here today and looking into tomorrow, and we need to know that you are going to vote to keep these services, and there is no other choice because California law states and requires that you make the decision in the best interest of our children. Thank you, and I know you will vote with your heart and your consciousness, and because I know you care about the children and families of California, I thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Hello again, Chief Justice and Judicial Counsel. My name is Tim Lavarini, and I am your clerk. Remember me from last time? I'm pinch-hitting for one of the clerks that was called back to duty in the court, and I have nothing really written down to say, so I'm just going to tell you how it is. I've only been with the court about 5 years, but I'm that kind of person that doesn't like to be taken advantage of, and I've worked with my CEO, CFO, even Steve, to try to save our courts as much money as possible. With some unscrupulous invoices that came in from our last warehouse vendor, I was able to get $50,000 back for an oversight on their part. We're working on other ways to bring in money for the courts. And other folks like me that might not even make the cut, I probably won't make the cut even if you do the 2.5, you're losing a lot of outside-the-box thinkers, a lot of people that really value and appreciate what it means. I took my oath very seriously when I came to the courts, and I'd like to continue to work for y'all. I don't want to get too hokey, but
I've been doing my best to make sure that they didn't pull back the drape and expose what the Wizard of Oz actually was. But pretty soon, someone's going to drop a house on somebody, and all that's going to be left of you are your ruby slippers. So you have to figure out right now, are you a good witch or a bad witch? I really do love my job. I love it. And I'd like to stick around a little bit longer to work with all of you. Please, we're only across the street. Come by and see papers that stack higher than me. My job as an archivist is to lift all those boxes all day long and those heavy books you've seen. I don't know who's going to take my place. I have clerks that are this high that are going to have to do my job. It's not if, it's when someone's going to get hurt with all those papers and all those boxes and serving the public. I've already seen folks have retired. Their desk is full of papers now. Died. Their desk is full of papers now. People are not being replaced. We're already at a deficit. And I'm sorry, this Band-Aid that we're being offered is probably not going to hold back the tide of the city for the people of the city of San Francisco. I'm one of those people. On the 30th, I stop being your clerk, and I start being a very ticked-off citizen. You don't want me there. You want me to help you. You want me to work with you. I want to work with you so badly. And there's others like me, good, young, motivated people that are very low on that list that you're going to lose. I'm probably going to have to go back to work for the hotel I work with, the same hotel where you're holding your big convention later this year. I'm available as a speaker, if you like.
Thank you, Mr. Laverini.
Thank you so much.
We also have received written comments. One by Mr. Arnold Mednick, referee from Superior Court of California, County of Los Angeles, and his topic, Funding Alternatives for the Trial Courts. That submission is posted on the Judicial Council meetings page of the California Courts website for access.